affiliates at OrionTalkRadio.com. This is Max. Talk to you soon.
Somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, it's Maggie Rodden. How are you doing today? Listen, I've got another great guest lined up today, but I want to give you a little information before we get going. Listen, my show is now going to be broadcast from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, here on Orion Talk Radio Network. I am no longer broadcasting through RBN Monday through Friday in the morning. I'm now going to be on the afternoon, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, through Orion Talk Radio Network. So I want you to let everybody know, all your email lists, start posting this information all over Twitter, post it all over on Facebook, get the information out there to people, connect them with Orion Talk Radio Network, because a lot of people don't know we're here. So clue them in. It's up to you guys who are listening to clue people into what's really going on. And the only way you're going to find that out is through alternative media. It's not happening on the mainstream media. We all already know that, which is why you're listening to this network in the first place. It's as simple as that. So let people know. Orion Talk Radio Network. Listen, we want to get some satellite action rocking and rolling here, so help out, kids. There's no Rockefeller funding the network. There is a donate button on the main page of Orion Talk Radio Network. Throw a few dollars in our direction so that we can make that happen, because if we can make that happen, we can add a lot more people who listen through satellite feed, listening into the truth, because we are truth redistributors here on this network. So the way to make that happen, it's as simple as that. It's as old as the hills, right? You got to have something to exchange, and the common denominator for exchange at this point in time here is the dollar. So anyway, it's as simple as that. Tune in tomorrow here, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. I will be live. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. I got a lot of good information there, and I always link to the websites for all of my guests so you can find out more information from them. My guest today is, well, he has written a book entitled Confessions of a Con Artist, and I'm telling you, you can't know enough about how people con you in life. I want to welcome Paul Lemon to my show this morning. Thanks for joining me, Paul. I'm glad that I could connect with you.
Well, good morning to you. Well, actually, good afternoon, Maggie.
Yeah.
It's very good to be on the air with you today. I'm glad to see that you also moved to Orion. It's a good growing network.
Yes, it is. Now, listen, give out your website so people can go and read the articles. That's how you and I connected. I connected with one of your articles you had written. Give that out, Paul, so people know where to find you, okay?
Okay, my blog is an anexconsview.wordpress.com. That's anexconsview, an anexconsview, because I am an ex-con in both meanings of the term, being an ex-con man and an ex-convict.
Okay.
Spent time in the federal prison for my misdeeds, and I'm very much reformed. Even though I am a convicted felon and I do not have the right to vote, I do have the obligation as a citizen to speak out when I see wrongs in our nation and to speak my opinion in the public square, and the public square these days being the internet. And I very much do so.
Well, you know, Paul, I'm going to tell you, the whole reason for a sentence, a prison, a punishment is that's what is awarded or given, I should say, not awarded, but for people's misdeeds. And I personally believe after you've served your sentence, that's the whole point of the sentence, I think you should go back to being able to have all rights afforded a citizen, and voting being one of them. I think that you did the time for the crime, and so I don't think you should be punished for life. That's just my opinion.
Well, there is the possibility that I can have my rights restored.
The illegal aliens have them, don't they? They're doing a lot of them, so what the hell?
Well, apparently even the dead have them. So,
yeah, right. I know.
But those are a lot of the misdeeds in our country that I'm sure have our founders and framers spinning in their graves. I'm obviously a very conservative, politically oriented person. I wasn't always that way. When I was a young man, I was involved with the SDS and the White Panther Party. I was extremely deluded by the whole Marxist idea, which seems good in theory and is evil in practice.
Yes, it is.
As we're starting to see in this country.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And it's a funny thing how people it's amazing how deluded, and that's a perfect word, Paul. It is amazing how deluded people are. We're great conning ourselves. I think the biggest con is the con you do on yourself. Don't you think, Paul?
It's always so. Every con man leverages that because we know that people will delude themselves to think that things are better than they are. And if you come forward with a plausible, not possible, but plausible idea or goal, and especially if it's to benefit that person, because greed is always an ingredient in any con, they're going to get something for nothing or for very little.
Yeah.
And you leverage their greed, their self-delusion, and the fact that, oh, well, this is for the planet or it's for the environment, and we're going to have unicorns farting rainbows and things like that. That's the very thing that Obama and his greenies and everybody else has done. You know, under Obama, there'll be peace and prosperity, change that you can believe in, you know, all of the horseshit.
You can't swear on air, okay?
No.
Yeah, you can't do that because
horse hockey.
Yes, there you go.
I'll keep it clean. Horse hockey.
Okay. But that's what a con man
leverages: your own delusions, your own ability to lie to yourself.
Yeah. And they play off people's emotions. They truly do. When you look at the frenzied state that people get themselves into based upon the rhetoric that's used, and you look at these people after they've listened to a very talented orator, and it's interesting because they get so worked up. It's as if they almost saw, you know, the heavens open up and Jesus was descending from the heavens, and that's what they were watching. God come down.
Jesus.
Yeah. There you go.
Call him the Chicago Jesus. I mean, and Obama is not even a first-rate con man. I give him only a C. I mean, I did much better than he did. If you read my autobiography, or even if you read the confessions on my blog from which my autobiography sprang, you'll see that I was a much better con man than he is. He's just got very deep pockets. He's a middle-grade orator. And it's people's delusion, and they're buying into the deluded media. Well, I don't know if they're deluded so much as complicit and suborned.
Well, yeah.
They're working right hand in glove with them. They're his apologetics. And they're also the authority, because people regard many news organizations as the authority from which they get validation that this is a valid person or a valid point.
Sure.
That's all
sure.
Part of a con as well. You have to have some kind of authority that validates you are who you say you are. Either driver's license, school, the media is doing it for Obama and has been doing it for Obama since 2007.
Yeah.
That's the authority from which he derives his ability to tell his lies, weave his lies. He's a middle grade orator. He's not a fancy. He can't speak on his feet without shoving both feet knee deep in his mouth. You think Joe Biden's got gas? Take away TOTUS. Take away his teleprompter of the United States. That's what we call TOTUS, you know?
Yeah.
Take that away, and he cannot speak on his feet.
You know, the one thing I don't spend a lot of time, though, doing, though, Paul, I have to admit, is I don't play the whole left-right game because they're all con artists and they're all playing the angles and they're playing Hegelian dialectic. And the con is on all of the American people who fall prey to Obama, Bush, Clinton, Reagan, the whole nine yards, because I got news for you. They've all been bought and paid for decades and decades and decades.
Everybody from Benjamin Franklin to James Madison warned us against political parties.
Hang on, Paul. On that note, we're going to hit a break. Hold on. We're hitting a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Paul Lemon is my guest. We'll be right back. Don't change that dial.
Are you a frequent flyer business traveler? Are you tired of paying exorbitant ticket prices to fly business or first class? Well, now you don't have to. Visit flyfirstclass.com to find out how you can travel in style and comfort to hundreds of locations around the world while saving 40 to 70% on your airfare. FlyFirstClass.com has been serving corporate and leisure travelers the world over since 1998. They are a professional company, providing professionals with first-class service and total reliability. How about flying from Miami to Paris, round trip per person, business class from $3,300, or first class from $4,600? Or a flight from the 48 states, Canada, or Alaska to South America, business class starting at $3,300, or first class starting at $4,600. Make no mistake, these are flights on major commercial airlines. So before you book your next flight, log on to flyfirstclass.com and see how much money you can save. That website is flyfirstclass.com, flyfirstclass.com.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly worldwide in discreet packaging and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Hi, Maxine here, the Orion Talk Radio spokeschick, with a question. Do you have a product or service that you would like to tell the world about? Why not advertise on the Orion Talk Radio Network? We have ad packages that are very reasonable and cost-effective. We offer 30 or 60-second commercials and web banner space with links to your business website. For a rate card and more information, contact us at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. This is Max. Thanks for listening.
Do you have a product or service that you would like to tell the world about? Why not advertise on the Orion Talk Radio Network? Orion Talk Radio has ad packages that are very reasonable and cost-effective. For a rate card and more information, contact us at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com.
Everybody, we're back. This is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion radio show here on Orion Talk Radio Network. Lots of great hosts on this network, so tune in and listen and learn, right? Isn't that the whole idea? Listen, my guest this morning is Paul Lemon, and his website is nxconsview.wordpress.com. I will link to his website on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com is my website, and Paul has written a book entitled Confessions of a Con Man. Give out the rest of the title, if you would, please, Paul.
That's Confessions of a Con Man, The Life and Times of Con Artist and Military Imposter, Paul H. Lemon.
Okay, okay.
And it's available at Amazon.
Okay, I was just going to say that. I know you can get it at Amazon. So, and through your blog, there that information is up there as well, correct? I believe so.
Yes, it is. It's in the right-hand panel.
Okay.
On every page. Now, okay. You had mentioned the Hegelian dialectic before we hit the break, and I'm sure most of your listeners are familiar with what the Hegelian dialectic is. I explained it in several of the articles on my website. I have over 400 articles up there, of which almost all of them are, other than the cartoons that I publish each day of conservative cartoons, are involving either my past or the conservative political process. I personally am not a member of any political party, nor will I ever be. I'm what I prefer to think of myself as a constitutional conservative, because I try to follow what the Constitution, that set up document that created us as a nation, as a new thing on this earth, and really followed and gives and recognizes our endowed rights as the rights of man from our Creator.
Absolutely.
And embraces that and shows us that we are entitled, we are endowed with liberty, and everything that our political overlords, as I prefer to think of them, from either party are trying to do is to whittle those away so that they have more control. When the central government has control, that removes liberty from each individual. And if you're going to give it up, what are you getting in return? Nothing.
Go ahead, Paul. No, I was just going to say, I'm sure, maybe not, that you had heard about that Marine who they had written some things on his Facebook page, and then the government, different entities,
I'm just beginning to hear about that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Because I spent this last week moving.
Okay.
I spent the morning unpacking my kitchen, so I'm still moving.
Okay, well,
I'm also preparing. I'm going in for surgery on Friday because I'm going to have to start dialysis. My kidneys have taken a crap. It's been a busy past 2 weeks.
I guess so.
I'm just starting to begin hearing about the Marine, but he's under a different jurisdiction than we are. He is under a Uniform Code of Military Justice, which does voluntarily restrict his right to free speech.
He's not in the military anymore. He's an ex-Marine.
Okay, he's an ex-Marine.
Yeah, he's an ex-Marine. He's not active duty.
Okay.
So that I understand that, because UCMJ does change everything around, but he's not.
Yes, it does.
He's not active military anymore, so he's a civilian just like you and I. So,
if he's in the reserves or something else, there may still be some conflict, and they may try to prosecute him under the UCMJ. I don't know for sure. I'm still researching this. I'm still starting to get. I've saved several articles that I have not had the opportunity to read yet.
The point is that they came and got this guy and threw him in a mental hospital for his comments on Facebook. Now, the whole idea of the First Amendment, Paul, as you know all too well, and we both know very well, is the whole idea of the free exchange of ideas, and you're entitled to say whatever you like, regardless of who doesn't like it. And it's frightening.
Exactly. And you'll see a whole section in my blog where my free speech rights have been abrogated to a certain extent by outsiders. And in fact, people in the conservative movement have tried to shut me down. I'm subject of a blacklist because of my past by one of the person that I have held in high regard, and I still hold in high regard as regards Islam, and that is Anne Barnhart. She's an excellent fighter for that, but she sure does not understand what free speech is.
Well, she doesn't understand the role of the international jewelry, the bankers. Well, no, she doesn't get the whole role of international jewelry in the whole game either, Paul, because if she did, then she would not. I mean, I'm no fan of Islam, but Islam isn't controlling the world, and they don't own the banks, and they don't own the media, and they don't own governments, and they don't, foment war, and they don't use our military to go out and advance their corporate interests either. So, I mean, you know, I understand why people get all upset.
I mean, it's the new feudalists in the world, and that's what they're trying to get back to, is a new feudal order where there's
it'll be just them and the rest of us.
Controls everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And part of the way they're doing it, if we come full circle back to the Hegelian dialectic, in one of my articles on my blog, it's called Totalitarianism and the Culture of Fear, which very much explains a lot of the Hegelian theory, as well as cultural Marxism, the Frankfurt School, their embrace of critical theory, and actually the Hegelian dialectic puts critical thinking into action, because Hegelian thinking defined is you need a diverse group, and you know our whole move towards diversity. In fact, that diversity is what's needed for conflict.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's false diversity. We used to be the melting pot. Now we're not. We're all these separate little groups, and we have to kowtow and bow to every little separate group. It's fine to embrace your former culture and to keep some of those traditions alive, but embrace and become immersed in your country.
Well, it's a divide and conquer strategy.
You need that diversity to keep... It's a strategy.
Absolutely.
You need that diversity to keep the conflict going.
Sure.
The next step is dialoguing to consensus. How long has it been? '60s, you started to hear about, we need to dialogue with each other. You know, that's the dialectic process itself. You know, you squash your dissent and you introduce confusion. Everyone's confused about what's going on. Is this a diversity issue? Is it not? That's part of the conflict. That's part of the dialoguing, the dialectic process. And most of all, you need to do it over a social issue. That's a problem, a crisis, or an issue that is fomented by the central government. Immigrant rights, abortion rights, health care rights, gay rights, all of these things which are not rights, they are choices. Rights are endowed by God. A choice is something you can freely accept or not accept. A right is something that is endowed by God and applies to every individual on the face of the earth. That is an endowed right with its intent, with its incurred obligation as well. If it does not apply to everyone, then it is not and cannot ever be a right.
Well put.
They do this in facilitated meetings. The controlled environment, using a group facilitator, which we call a change agent. For example, the mainstream media, our schools, government agencies and representatives from our government, even churches, regarding especially the gay rights and et cetera, rallies, staged events, the OWS protests, et cetera. These are all facilitated meetings that they are controlling, and they come to a predetermined outcome, a paradigm shift, a fundamental transformation, transition, change you can believe in. That is all, in simple terms, the Hegelian dialectic. That should sound familiar, because everything that's going on today in our government that is done by the Obama administration, done by any group in power in the world right now, is following this same step-by-step diagram. They wish to impose a Marxist totalitarian regime where everything is controlled by the central government. Your job is assigned by the central government. How much taxes, well, actually not how much taxes, how much you get to keep from your labor.
Yeah.
Before it's all redistributed to those that the government decides are entitled to not work.
Yeah.
I have two stepdaughters who are very much the entitled mindset. They are entitlement junkies.
Well, there's a lot of people out there, Paul, who fall into that category today. There really is. Yeah. There's a lot of people out there who've been duped, really. They truly have been
very
duped.
Very much so.
And manipulated.
I mean, I receive a check every month. I am totally disabled. My
but
wife
you're disabled,
is totally disabled.
Paul.
But
I mean,
paid
whole,
in for over 30 years. I paid in for over 30 years. I may have been a con artist, but I made a standard living. I made a paycheck for those 30 years, the same as everyone else did. I paid my taxes, and I paid a lot of taxes, and I paid a whole lot of FICA and a whole lot of Medicare over my entire lifetime.
Well, we're not talking
and
about
now
people
I'm just
who
getting
are,
back that.
Yeah.
True.
We're not talking
but a lot of
about people,
people
who
try
are,
to lump that together and say, oh, well, you don't have any right to speak. You're an entitlement junkie. You're
well,
getting a check.
Well, yeah, but that's not
I'm
the case.
I'm getting payback for what I paid in.
Yeah.
It was an insurance program when I started paying in, and now they've raped that insurance program and are stealing that money to fund these people who just don't want to work, ain't going to work, and they want to live off the government hind teeth.
Well, you know, Paul, it's all part of collapsing the system. So the more people they can pile on to these entitlement programs, the quicker they'll collapse the system. I saw something last week, and you were moving and, you know, real busy, so perhaps you didn't see it. But I saw something that there were 100 million people in this nation on welfare.
Yes, one-third. One-third of our nation is receiving some form of public entitlement.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, it's just an absolutely stunning number, and it's inevitable that would collapse. It's just common math plays it out. You know what I mean? It just doesn't work, no matter how you slice it. You can't have, maybe was there one-third of the population who's actually employed now? I don't even know. I don't believe it's two-thirds. I don't know what the numbers are, so I can't speak to it.
It's
with any
less than
kind
half of the population.
Yeah, so you've
less
got
less than half of the working able, those able to work, those of age and non-on disability. And that disability, my wife fought for over 3 years while I was in prison to get her disability. She was disabled with multiple sclerosis back in 2003 and fought from 2003 to 2009, total of 6 years. To get her disability under multiple sclerosis.
She finally
got it, but she had to fight for it for 9 years. Fight, 6 years, excuse me. 6 years from 2003 to 2009.
Yeah. Yeah,
she
it's
fought
not
for it. Now they're going around and a guy who's on unemployment and does, oh, well, I've got a backache and I was a manual laborer, so I'm going to file for my disability for back problems.
Yeah, no, I
and
know.
You get these guys, and they go through the first time, and zip, and these guys are getting bigger checks than I do.
Yeah, no, I know.
You know, they paid in for maybe 5 years. I paid in for over 30, and I paid the max every year.
Yeah.
I maxed out sometime usually in September or October, and no more FICA withdrawn, no more Medicare withheld, because I reached the maximum.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. But let's go on to, I understand that the system is screwed up, but it's designed to collapse. So eventually,
exactly.
I mean, nobody's going to get anything, Paul. Yeah, nobody's going to get anything.
Cicero said that, if you remember back 5 BC, the words of Cicero, with the collapse of the Roman Republic, and it went to the Roman Empire after that, the collapse of the Roman Republic was because when the voters realize they can vote themselves entitlements, they will do so, and they will collapse the economy. Bread and circuses is all that they're going to want. And look at our media is with the faux celebrities, with all this, you know, reality shows that are in no way real. There's nothing. This is all delusion. This is all deception. This is all keep your mind on this, on bread and circuses. Bread. You get your food stamps and you get your free TV. You get your free cell phones. Keep you occupied. Don't think about what's really happening in your country. Don't think about your obligation to your nation. Don't think that there's any obligation. You're entitled. You're entitled. You're entitled. That's the plantation mentality. Keep them down on the plantation. Keep them chained with their ignorance.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're nothing but the slaves of those elitists who want to run the world.
You know, I think to myself, Paul, when I imagine the end game, what life, what a day-to-day existence will be like when they succeed, and odds are that they will. They've got a hell of a lot more power than your voice, my voice, and the other voices out there. The resistance, if you would like to call us that. We are the resistance fighter. But when you think about what life will be like for those who are left, because, you know, they're going to be getting rid of you and I and a lot of other people. They want off about 85 million or 85% of the population. So they, in essence, want to kill off about 6 billion people. I think the planet has about 7 billion. Right now, so they want to kill off about 6 billion of us. And what life will be like?
I can imagine what it's going to be like. I mean, George Orwell hit it pretty close, but I don't think Winston Smith would live the way that they actually would, because I believe that some of the stuff that that Heinlein wrote is much closer to it. That you were going to have some kind of a Coventry where the violent people like us, who violently oppose what's happening, will be put in that kind of Coventry to live or die and scrape by on their own. And nothing in, nothing out. And the rest of the people, those drones, the proletariat, if you will wake up at the end of their eight-hour sleep cycle, don their disposable overalls, go and eat some kind of a gruel in the government-approved dining hall, and then begin their 16 hours of work at their assigned position.
Yeah.
And they come, at the end of that 16 hours, come home to that same bed, hot sheeting, put new sheets on it, and sleep in that little cubby. Now, you don't raise your own children. They're raised in the government schools from the time they're born. You know, you have daycare and everything up all the way through. They're the property of the government. They don't have rights. They have what the government assigns them to.
Yeah.
Now then, of course, your commissars and those who are in positions of power, they'll have their own little private apartments and can get married, etc. But they won't raise their family. They will have conjugal visits with their wife in their little apartment. But those are the elite. They won't have to ride the subways or the trains or the horse-drawn carts to go back and forth to work, depending, because if you redistribute the wealth, which is the labor of the people, to those who will not work and those in the third world who are willing to subside on 10 cents a day for doing nothing.
Well, you know, I'm telling you, I was. It's funny you mentioned the third world, Paul. I was watching what the hell was it? Something on the internet yesterday, and it was an expose of a woman who lived in Colombia. I'm not sure Bogota, where in Colombia, I don't know, but she was in a slum, a filthy, filthy, filthy slum, built up on the hillside, these shacks, and she and her son, she had six children. They lived out in a rural area, but her husband was murdered by one of the paramilitary organizations down there, and so she, with her six kids, moved into the city to try to earn some money to support her kids. And her oldest son, who had quit school, I don't know how old he was. I want to say like maybe sixth or eighth grade, very young. And he was out working 6 days a week. I can't remember what he was doing to try to earn money to help support his younger brothers and sisters. He and his mother were bringing this washing machine. They were dragging it up the hillside to bring it into their house. They were renting the washing machine to, was it like $3, I think, for 2 hours, $3 or $4 for 2 hours to be able to wash their clothes. But they had to drag this washing machine up the side of this mountain, essentially. And, you know, I think to myself, Paul, when you look at the ghettos in Mexico City and you look at the ghettos that you see in these third world nations in the slums of Mumbai, India, and that stuff, that's what life will be like, Paul.
That's where we're destined.
Life will be like for people.
Where we're destined. That's where the elites want us to be, because then they have ultimate control over everything.
Yeah.
I know from my medical conditions and from my wife's medical conditions, we would not be alive under the way the regime wants us to live. The death panels would not pass us. I mean, you know, we're gone.
Yes.
I look back at my father during the Depression. My father lived during the Depression. He quit school in the sixth grade because he had five brothers and a sister that had to be supported. And he and my grandfather traveled itinerantly in a Model T Ford all throughout the South, installing furnaces, cleaning furnaces, cleaning coal-fired, whatever they could do to survive, to gain money to send home to Mama to take care of the kids.
Yeah.
My father learned the hard way. Then he volunteered, went in the military, got more pay in the military at $11 a month as a private in the Army than he ever earned outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Schooled himself after the Second World War. I mean, he was wounded in D-Day in Normandy. He was able to, with that, he sent him, put himself through school, put himself through night school, became an engineer. Successful career, raised seven children. Upper middle class. I mean, we were all raised in upper middle class. But he came from nothing. That's the American dream. That's the dream that these globalists want to destroy and make it not happen. But he came from FDR's Depression and overcame that and succeeded from there. We've now got the Obama Depression. I don't care what anyone says. This is Obama's Depression. He made the bad moves, or people under him, on his authority, made the bad moves.
Paul, but so did Bush and the people.
It was predetermined by Bush. Yeah, the groundwork was laid, but he's the one who pulled the trigger.
Well, but Bush was pulling the trigger, too. Listen, Paul.
It's been laid since Kennedy.
Well, long before that, Paul. This isn't just Obama's baby. Long before that, you can go back to 1913 when they put in the central bank.
Exactly, the Treasury Act.
Absolutely. So this isn't something that just Obama has a role in. They've all had a hand in this con that's been going on now for almost 100 years. So it's way past
the whole progressive movement and all the progressive acts by all of the presidents since then, because there's been the virus of progressivism has infected our government since the time of the turn of the last century, the 1900s. That's when progressivism made its inroads incrementally, a little at a time. This is a long-term plan by the world progressives.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what I like to call the progressive socialist agenda, because they're getting the progressive ideas out through socialism. The ideas of socialism, which are very attractive to the uneducated. But yes, it has been a long road, incrementally more and more and more and more, and Obama is the predetermined one to pull the trigger. They got to where they could get someone that they could get to pull the trigger, and he happens to be the one.
Well, but see, I think
they like to call him that, the one to pull the trigger. But he did not.
He's not the one. It's been going on. It's been pulled for years. This isn't.
Yes,
he's not.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm trying to make a play.
Hang on, we got to hit a break. We'll be back 3 minutes. Don't change.
No problem.
Coming right back. Stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody, look what's going on.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldarethespraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
DependableVoice.com. the total solution. One-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business class telecommunication services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean. Email to voicemail, follow me services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACD and call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum three-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
Are you a frequent flyer business traveler? Are you tired of paying exorbitant ticket prices to fly business or first class? Well, now you don't have to. Visit flyfirstclass.com to find out how you can travel in style and comfort to hundreds of locations around the world while saving 40 to 70% on your airfare. FlyFirstClass.com has been serving corporate and leisure travelers the world over since 1998. They are a professional company, providing professionals with first-class service and total reliability. How about flying from Miami to Paris, round trip per person, business class from $3,300, or first class from $4,600? Or a flight from the 48 states, Canada, or Alaska to South America, business class starting at $3,300, or first class starting at $4,600. Make no mistake, these are flights on major commercial airlines. So before you book your next flight, log on to flyfirstclass.com and see how much money you can save. That website is flyfirstclass.com, flyfirstclass.com.
Half the country, now I find you longing in your soft and fertile dew.
Hey everybody, we're back. Paul Lemon is my guest this morning. His website is anxconsview.wordpress.com, anxconsview.wordpress.com. Go to his blog and check it out. He has also written a book, which is available through Amazon, Confessions of a Con Man. You can find a link to that on his blog, and I will link to Paul's blog on my website entitled TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com, TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. Now listen, my show now is hailing out of Orion, and I have a new time. Tomorrow, starting tomorrow, Monday through Friday, you'll be able to hear my show from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Orion Talk Radio Network. So make sure you tune in and let other people know where to hear the truth, because it's right here on Orion Talk Radio Network. So anyway, Paul, back
well, I'll
to
be
the
listening to you tomorrow as long as we have power here. We've got
a hurricane right off the coast
coming by. We're in the cone.
Yeah,
I live
what's
in a little
on?
Town called Seminole, Florida, that's actually in Pinellas County, which hangs right out in the Gulf of Mexico. And we've got very, very high winds out there right now. We've had intermittent power outages already this morning because of that
really?
Power line. So we'll see how it goes. We're prepared. I live right on a bayou, so
I can walk out
my front door and go fishing.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you're going to need to because you'll have to have something for food, right? Of course, they're trying to outlaw fishing. Good, good. It's funny, Paul. My friend bought a house down in Florida, so this will be her first storm. She moved down there 6 months ago or so. This will be her first storm of that magnitude.
That's the first real hurricane that's affecting Florida in the last 5 years. So there's a lot of people here in Florida who have never been through a hurricane.
Yeah.
They're going to learn a lot.
yeah, for sure. Yeah, they will definitely. Well, I lived down there for a couple of years, but I never had to. When I was down there, nothing blew through at that time. But my brother used to live down there, and I know he had experienced a couple of them. But anyway.
Well, I'm just laughing at all the RNC boys across the bay here because I'm 15 minutes from Tampa. I can be at the RNC in 15 minutes from here. So I'm just laughing at all those guys getting upset and worried.
Yeah, yeah, well, they're a bunch of con artists themselves, aren't they?
Exactly. I can sit here and laugh at them. And speaking of that, a lot of them don't really know that they're being conned and conversely conning others because they don't see it.
Yeah.
And they're deluded because they're putting their faith in a party instead of the Constitution.
Absolutely.
And I know that I'm an oath keeper. I'm not a member of the organization called Oath Keepers, but I follow my oath, even though, Lord knows, I was a military imposter. But I am also an honorably discharged veteran of the Vietnam era. I was discharged on the 22nd of January in 1974, which qualifies me as a Vietnam era veteran.
Yeah,
and I swore my oath that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and I intend to keep that. The domestic one is what's killing us right now. I believe that we are very deeply in a cold civil war against those who want to take over and those who want the freedom and liberty that's promised us in our founding documents, everything from the Declaration of Independence to the Bill of Rights and including the Constitution. Those three prime documents give us our foundation and don't give us anything in actuality. They acknowledge what has been endowed on us by God. Acknowledge that we are the government individually and that we elect a representative to represent us in a representative Republican republic.
Well, you know, I'm going to throw something in here. Officer Jack McClam has written a book, Operation Vampire Killer 2012, that I want people to get. And if they go to my website, there's a scrolling bar in the center of the main page, and there's a link there to information on this book. But it talks about a lot of different things, Paul, that people really need to know and needs to get into the hands of law enforcement and military, because let's face it, they're the ones with the guns that'll be pointing at us, Paul, and they need to be clued in to the real deal, and this is a good way to do it. And because people don't know what they don't know. But if people go to my website, there's information there on my website, and they can call a number too. Officer Jack McClam, somebody stole his website off of him and has control of it. So they're having a new one built. Yeah, that kind of crap goes on. But here's the number, 208-935-7852, 208-935-7852. But on my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, is a link to Officer Jack McClam's book, and it's a good way to get information. Listen, tell him that I sent you, and a portion of the proceeds from the book, they don't make a profit, they just print more books, will go back to Orion Talk Radio Network, okay? So it's a win-win situation, because the idea is to grow Orion Talk Radio Network, and the way to make that happen is with cash, okay? No other way. But
bookmark the Orion Radio Network so you can listen live every weekday afternoon and every Sunday to Maggie on the Unsolicited
Opinion. Oh, yeah,
there
you go. Well,
do that. And right now on Amazon.com, I have dropped the cost of the Kindle version to 99 cents for listeners here on Orion Talk Radio.
Okay.
You go to my website and click through to Amazon, you'll pay only 99 cents for that. And that's only for Orion Talk Radio listeners, because you're the only ones who will know to click through today only and get 99 cents.
Okay. Okay.
Which is $2 less just for Maggie's listeners.
There you go. Well, you know, I'll tell you something. Paul, the more information you can get into the hands of people, the more powerful they become, because information gives you power. It really does, because knowledge is power. So it's a whole idea. That's the name of the game. Give out your blog again, Paul, please.
It's an xconsview.wordpress.com. That's NXConsView, all one word, .wordpress.com, or just do you can do an internet search on Paul Lemmon, L-E-M-M-E-N, and it'll actually pop up with my blog on there, because there's a lot of stuff on my blog.
Yeah, you're a real good writer. I don't know how I came across your blog, but I'm glad that I did. You're a very good writer, So definitely, and your understanding of Marxism is very succinct. So it's a good place for people to go.
Considering I'm a high school graduate, that's not too shabby. You've given me some high praise.
Yeah, right.
High school graduates today sure couldn't do it.
I know. I think you learn more on your own, kiddo. That's for sure. Because we know they're not teaching anybody anything in school today, high school or college, other than to how to be a drone. That's all. That's all.
Exactly.
How to be a drone.
I'm glad that when I graduated from high school in '73, they were still teaching.
Yeah, to
and
some
I
extent
listened
they
well.
Were. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, listen, we've only got a couple minutes left, a minute or so to make another final point. If you would like to, Paul, please go right ahead. Then we're running out of time here on this deal today.
It's called Question Everything That Comes From Government. Open your eyes. Read. Smell the coffee. Wake up. Arm yourselves with knowledge and with weapons, because you are legally entitled to them. Don't let anybody take anything away from you. And never trust a man from the government or a woman. They're all out to take your rights in one way or another. God and guns, those are the two things to hold on to.
It's very
true. The
third
thing
is
the Constitution. That's it. God, guns, and the Constitution, and that's what's going to save America. And God bless her. And that's all I have to say, other than listen to Maggie every weekday, 5 to 7, here on Orion, and every Sunday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
Hey, Paul.
I know I will.
Well, good. I'm glad. I'm so glad we connected. I want to thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
And, well, I thank you for the platform and the opportunity to speak.
Oh, well, hey, you're welcome. So, listen, stay in touch with me, and we'll post your website up on mine so that maybe you'll get a little traffic going there. People can learn some stuff. You're a good writer, and you're very good at clearly, simply putting this information out there. So you don't need to be a Rhodes Scholar to read it. You're very good at getting the point across.
Believe it or not, that's the one thing I can say the SDS and the White Panthers did, is they taught me what Marxism and how to explain it simply.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you do a good job.
I eventually realized the fallacy of it.
Yeah.
So now I can use their own tools back against them.
Listen, I got to cut you loose here. Thanks for joining me today, Paul. I appreciate it, but we're going to run out of time.
Thanks, Maggie. You have
a
great, blessed week.
Thanks. You too, Paul. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hey, bye-bye. Hey, listen, everybody. We're going to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Listen, better days are coming. Chin up. Don't lose heart. The sun's going to come up tomorrow, and I will be back here on Orion, new time, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tune in and tell everybody else, you know, to tune in, get involved. Let's make Orion skyrocket to the top, okay? Take care, everybody.